Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a little Chicago.
80s Thursday, man. You know,
Peter Cetera.
I do like him.
Got a very recognizable, unique voice.
80s voice.
Very 80s voice. Can you have an 80s voice? He's got an 80s voice.
I don't think that works that way.
How's the song, Crowder?
From tonight until the end of time.
Soft.
You should know everywhere I go. You're always on
don't
my
point
mind.
At me. Don't point
in
at me.
My heart. In my soul.
This isn't directed towards me.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
I don't like it.
You give meaning to my life.
Too bad.
You are my wife.
Work wife. You're my work wife?
I'm not your work wife, and I'd be the man.
You're my work wife.
I can protect you. You can't protect me.
I love you.
Valero, stop, man.
Stop what?
Stop him.
Just say I love you back.
I'm uncomfortable.
Just say
yeah,
I love you,
say I love you back.
I can't.
I don't think I said I love you. I just said, did I say I love you?
You did say I love you.
I love you.
Mm-mm. Oh, you think you love me. You think you love me, huh? Bad emotions.
Hey, we put some of our contests online so that everybody has a chance to win. And you know I always rave about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. On this program, Tucker Duke's, it's a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. Sometimes they bring us food. We enjoy the Tucker Duke burgers ourselves. They've got the pizza burger this month for October because it's National Cheese Pizza Month. So much going on at Tucker Duke's. Love that place. And there's two locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. If you want to win a $50 gift card to Tucker Duke's, you just go to our website. WQAM.com/contests, plural, and you can enter right there, and we pick a winner every week. So do it right now. Go to WQAM.com/contests, plural, and register to win that $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Let us go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk with Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes on the Miami Hurricanes radio network. No Canes game this weekend, but a lot going on in Coral Gables.
Yeah.
And DBJ is here. Hello, DBJ.
I thought I had the week off.
Yeah, we were thinking about giving you the week off, but we're calling you into duty because your friend, Mark Richt, made a lot of news yesterday with the naming of Malik Rozier as the starter against Boston College. Your initial thoughts on that are what?
He knows what he's doing. Leave him alone and let him make his decision.
I mean, he's getting criticized for it on social media a lot.
Okay, but he was criticized 3 weeks ago for not starting Nikosi Perry. So, I don't – listen, how do you win this game? Right? I mean, his bottom line is who's going to – he said it day one. Who's going to help Miami win this football game? That's what he said. That's how I select the quarterback, this football game. And – he evidently thinks that Malik Rozier will help him beat Boston College.
But, DBJ, what was the miscalculation? Because he was down by 20. What was it, 27-27 in Florida State game. And he let him stay in there. He let him play his way. You know, the old cliche, DBJ, he played his way out of his slump and ended up winning that game. And then you're only down by 7 against Virginia and they bench him. Like, it seems a little crazy with that thought process.
I understand where people are going with that, but if the game that I saw at Florida State, the defense that Florida State played against Miami, while far more talented physically than Virginia Tech, was a lot easier to decipher than Virginia's was. When I went back and watched the tape of Virginia, Nikosi, first of all, we only had the football for 4 minutes in change in the first quarter against Virginia. Nikosi Perry, and I'm going to be off a little bit, first drive I think we had, we were either lost it by downs, and the second drive we punted, and then he threw two picks. And they were mixing it up on him as well as anybody I've seen. And I feel, when I went back and looked at it, not necessarily while the game was going on, that he was nowhere, he was more comfortable in the pocket and in the game against Florida State than he was against Virginia. So that's, I would imagine that's what led to the change, is Mark Richt felt that I've got 2.5 quarters or a little better than 2.5 quarters to win this football game. Malik Rozier was down 14 points against the same team, same coach, same defense a year ago, and he brought us back and we won. And that would be the rational decision that I would make, not being a quarterback coach and not being a head coach.
And that was my next question, too, with Nikosi Perry. I saw that Virginia, especially with his interceptions early, they were running a zone. No blitzing, just letting him kind of beat himself. Did they break the code on Nikosi? Is that what Nikosi has to work on, is reading those zones? Because it seems if it's man-to-man, he can get it outside. He can beat one-on-one. But when you get in those zones, to me, DBJ, too, I'm no quarterback coach either. I'm no OC. But watching that game, it seems like those zones gave him some trouble.
I agree with you, because the Florida State played a huge majority of man. And simple 101 will tell you, if it's man, the guy's covered or he's not. I mean, it's basically what it comes down to, or where are you going to place the football so the receiver can make the play. And he was having trouble with zone. I believe he was also having trouble with the mixes that they were doing on the front. I mean, they were bringing some cats, some corner stuff, and they were mixing the end and the linebacker, and they were stimming, which is moving the defensive front constantly, and it must have got to him, because the same guy that we saw against Florida State was not the same guy that we saw against Virginia.
Don Bailey Jr. is with us, and I know you're talking about, and Mark Richt talked about, you know, this gives us the best chance to win the Boston College game. Do you think this decision has a wider implication than just that, though? Is it clear now that Mark Richt will decide the starting quarterback on a game-by-game basis? Because that essentially means he's got two quarterbacks that he thinks are essentially equals.
Well, I don't think that he thinks that they're equal. I think that he thinks that Malik Rozier will help him in certain positions, and that Nikosi Perry still needs to be groomed. When you think about it, Nikosi Perry has been in started three football games, but Malik Rozier has seen a ton more. And I would tell you that if I look at Malik, we know exactly what he's going to give you. He gave it to you again. He duplicated his performances from the past when he was in against Boston College. He gave you, he scored with his feet. He drove the field. I think it was 2 field goals and a touchdown. He got 13 points. And he needed a little help. And you got to remember that in that football game, the thing that nobody's talking about, they're making it a quarterback deal. I think there's a little bigger than that. When you look at what Miami's supposed to do, and let's take Nikosi Perry, a freshman quarterback who's played in 3.5 games. The right tackle was a true freshman. He gave up a penalty and he gave up a sack. Okay? You had 2 tight ends, both of them are true freshmen. All right? So there's 3 guys right there that are starting in that ball game that are true freshmen. You had the receiver who was in the ball game, the Wiggins kid, a true freshman. Now, I've been around football for a long time. I don't see any team that is going to be successful when you've got 5 true freshmen on the football field trying to beat a defense that is stacked with red shirts, whether they're juniors and seniors. So there's another part of it where I went back a month ago when everybody was screaming for Nikosi, that Nikosi is going to lose a quarter, he's going to lose a half, and I promise you, there's going to be a football game that he's going to lose, minimum, when you're going to say the quarterback play hurt us in this game. Then you compound that with a lot of new faces and a lot of great young but inexperienced talent. And I think it puts you in a position, what happened to you against Virginia? And am I surprised Miami lost to Virginia? Yeah, I am surprised. I thought Miami would beat Virginia. I thought there was a good chance Miami would get beat against Boston College. I just had the games backwards, and we still have to play Boston College, because I think that environment's going to be even tougher. And I think Coach Rick realizes that environment at BC is going to be even tougher than it is at Virginia, because their offense is better as well, which is going to put some stress on the defense. And he's trying to put himself in a position with a quarterback to win, but also to not ruin the freshman quarterback, Nikosi Perry.
And DBJ, we've seen the two quarterback systems like Neil O'Donnell and Cordell Stewart or Chris Leak and Tim Tebow in that 06 season, but they were package guys. Like Cordell and Tebow were package guys. Could you really have a successful offense if you are really rolling in and out of quarterbacks every two or three series?
Well, you know, the only guy in college was Coach Spurrier that kind of got away with that and really had success. And I go back to, again, what did he have surrounding those quarterbacks at that time?
Monsters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, to me, I don't look at, if you're putting it on Malik Rozier to win the Atlantic Coast Conference, we saw what happened last year. If we're putting it on Nikosi Perry to win the Atlantic Coast Conference as a redshirt freshman, as a guy that came from a high school where he never took a snap under center, and really, how many defenses did he read? I mean, evidently, they must have played more man when he was in high school, because he seems to handle that. He probably never faced his own, or maybe faced it, you know, a little bit of the time. If you're putting it on these guys to win, then I recommend you go look at history and find out what kind of quarterback it takes a huge majority of the time to win a lot of football games and big-time football games and championships, whether it's at Florida, whether it's at Florida State, whether it's at Miami, whether it's in the National Football League, no matter where it is. You got to look at, what does that guy look like, and there's a consistent look that you get from a championship quarterback.
Don Bailey Jr., he's seen plenty of championship quarterbacks in his tenure with the University of Miami. No Canes game this weekend. A week from tomorrow, Boston College primetime, Friday night primetime. We're going to load you up with lines next week. Now, we're not going to give you any today, but we'll give you a bunch of lines next week. Have you ever seen the movie Boys in the Hood, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Okay, watch it again this week, because we're going to give you some lines from that movie.
You think you're tough.
You think you're tough. You remember Officer Coffee?
You think you're tough. Yes, sure.
Scared now, ain't you?
See, my wife says that line on me air about every Thursday.
You're tough. Now, you got to say it like Officer Coffee, where you clench your teeth and you don't open your teeth. So, you think you're tough.
You think you're tough.
I think your teeth are separated there. Now, so clench your teeth. Clench your teeth.
My teeth are grinding.
Clear. Clench them hard. You think you're tough.
You think you're tough.
All right. You worked in a line for us in that Virginia game. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think that there was any opportunity to.
I get some bonus on that, don't I, bro?
Yeah, you do. That. You really do, because I didn't think there was any chance. Do you have that, Valero, the Neutron Dance that DBJ worked into the Virginia game?
I altered it a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? You did an okay job with it.
They rush four, Rozier to throw.
Watch out.
All right, tight pocket is set. Chris Peace brings him down. A loss of 6 yards. Chris Peace, a senior, 250 pounds in his 43rd game, his second sack of the year. And now Miami's looking at a 3rd and 12, and the stadium is bouncing.
Joe, I'm just burning, but I'm not doing the Neutron Dance.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all you could do in that situation.
Not all, buddy. Not about all. I crossed my fingers on that one.
All right, DBJ. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a good week.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst, Miami Hurricanes Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.